The Prague Vintage Fair is an annual fashion event that presents vintage clothing in the context of contemporary fashion trends. Now in its third year, the fair will revolve around a dress for love theme, inspired by the film The Cook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Lover by Peter Greenaway. So if you thought vintage rules out sexy, pay a visit to the Prague Vintage Fair on the 26th and 7th of September at the new Town Hall. I spoke to project manager Nora Barnhart about what's in store for visitors this year and how the idea to hold a vintage fair in Prague emerged.
There was something missing here. Like, there are a lot of vintage stores in Prague, but there was something missing that could put everything together, like make an exhibition of all the beauties of the vintage items, which can be found in the Czech Republic or even abroad. So I think that was the first idea, to make an event like this.
So what does the vintage fair involve?
What does it involve? Yeah, so it's a sales gallery of all the vintage items, but it's also a festival of vintage and sustainable fashion. And what we are trying to show is not just that vintage fashion is beautiful and people should invest in it, but we are also trying to show that it's easy to combine with today's fashion, and people should really care about it more than they do. Because all the things you buy now in the fashion stores, the quality is very low, the price is low, and everybody has the same thing. But when you invest in something beautiful from the 1950s, for example, it makes you happy because it's something with a story, and that's what we are trying to show, the story of the items, and also how to wear it nowadays and combine it with nowadays fashion.
So where do you get the clothes and brooches and shoes and things that I saw?
So we asked most of the Czech vintage stores that are here in Prague or in the Czech Republic. And we also have people calling us that they have a huge collection and they want to get rid of it. Or, like, there is this lady who contacted us and said it's from her mother and her grandmother, and she cannot wear it anymore because the sizes are very small. It's for petite people. But she wants it to be exhibited somewhere and shown because it's like beautiful masterpieces. So people contact us, or we find it, or we collect it. And vintage wear isn't just about the vintage fashion. It's also about contemporary designers, which are also have their stands there. So you can find vintage, but also contemporary fashion.
So you cooperate with today's leading fashion designers.
Yes, exactly. And there is going to be a fashion show on Saturday, the 26th, where we asked 9 designers to make an outfit, one or up to 3 outfits. And it's a fashion show which has an auction afterwards. And it's all for... the theme of the fashion show is Dress for Love.
I noticed this year's theme is quite provocative for a vintage clothes or vintage fashion show. You know, I would expect high necks and lots of buttons, and it's completely different. So tell us, what inspired you to choose to select this theme, Dress for Love?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the clothes like?
Okay, so it's again Teresa Schmoranz's idea. She's an amazing woman. She always comes with some poetic idea or some theme. And my task is then to make it reality. So what inspired her is the movie The Cook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Lover by Peter Greenaway. It's a very artistic movie. It's like visually very interesting. And what we loved about it is that Jean-Paul Gaultier made the costumes for it. So the inspiration is from that movie, where the leading role, the thief, is abusing his wife, and she finds shelter in the arms of her lover. And what she has to do is to think of what to wear so she can undress it easily and get dressed again fast, so her husband doesn't notice anything. So that's like the main theme of the whole festival, and that's what we also told the designers to do, is to make a dress for love, also a dress where the abused woman can find love for herself again and feel confident and find love also somewhere else. So
clothes that are sexy,
yes,
and easy to take off.
Yeah, exactly. It's the main task was to for them to be easy to remove, like easy removable. And they also had to have some vintage, either like some vintage material used or some vintage cut or brooch or something. But what we are trying to do is not to do just vintage, like, you know, the makeups and the hair. We are trying to show it in nowadays situations and to show that even you can wear vintage today and it can look good and it's not uncomfortable like some people think.
You probably need a very self-confident woman who's able to carry it off.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting part because this year's, for the first time on the runway, we won't have only professional models but also normal women and from all different ages and all different sizes. And because I do the choreography of the show, so we will have like, I think she's like 90 years old, a lady. And like we chose these women because they inspired us with their, you know, with their personality. Because each designer did a completely different dress, obviously. So we want to put it on different women to show that anybody can be beautiful and I want them to be themselves. I don't want them to walk on the runway show like you see the models nowadays, just like, you know, the look, some, you know, like zombie walk and look. I want them to be themselves and it's basically going to be like a classical runway show with some theater, you know, some drama. And I think, I hope they're all going to be beautiful. And it's going to be a nice experience.
So the dresses are romantic as well as being sexy in a way, provocative.
It's not vulgar or something. There is some. There are two lingerie sets by Teresa Wu, designer. And it's sexy, but it's not like it in a really nice way.
I think at this point we should say what the proceeds are used for, because this goes to help abused women, does it not?
Exactly. Like, after the fashion show, there will be an auction where all the outfits shown will be auctioned off. And the money raised will go for ROSA, that's an organization helping abused women. So again, that's the inspiration by the movie, because the woman's being abused. So we try to find another level of how to help. And that's where we found this organization.
What kind of things can people buy?
Oh, yeah.
This fair.
So they can buy mainly vintage items, like from 1920s up to the 1980s. But there will be also some contemporary artists or brands, like Punctura. That's like a young lady using like secondhand clothes or maybe also vintage stuff and redoing them and reusing them and adding some details. So it's really fun what she does. So she's going to be there. Or there's going to be a brand, Nora Lee, which specializes on hand-embroidered sweaters inspired by the 1950s, and many more, like jewelry, handbags. There's like so much you can see there and also buy.
This is the third vintage fair, and I was going to ask what kind of people come, because I saw that last year the people who came to buy were actually already dressed in vintage, so... Can you explain who is this aimed for and what kind of people come to buy stuff?
This what I really love about it, because the people really dress up and it's like an event to show off and to show that they love vintage and that they like to dress this way. So mainly I would say it's for women. But even though there will be some stores selling men's clothes, and I'm trying to get my brother over from Vienna to come and get some nice stuff. And... So it's for any age, it's for anybody, because I think the vintage is really in trend now. A lot of people like it and a lot of people seek for it. So I think it's pretty much for everybody.
We should say that you yourself are beautifully dressed in vintage style.
Thank you.
There's a flower in your hair. You look wonderful. I'm sure that everyone in the street turns around to have another look. And what does it, how does it make you feel to dress in this way? And what does it give you?
Oh, thank you for the compliment. Like, I love the, I like to dress like a female. I love the thin waist. And I don't really look at people on the street because I don't wear my glasses, so I can't see that much walking anyway. But I don't know, it makes me feel confident and I like it. Like, but again, we are not just trying to show the people to dress all in vintage, but we are trying to show them how to combine it and that they can wear jeans and a vintage blouse and they can combine it and they can really wear it and they can get some unique piece they could have for forever.